This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh residents will get a chance to weigh in on the city's proposed 18% increase in water rates. The State Public Service Commission will hold a hearing tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. You can attend the hearing via Zoom or by a telephone connection. You can also take in the hearing at the Oshkosh Public Library via Zoom. The city says it needs the 18% increase due to increased cost of chemicals and other things. Matt Mugerauer is the new mayor of Oshkosh. Matt won Tuesday's election by nearly 900 votes. He tells Newsworthy he plans to focus on infrastructure, city finances, housing, and public safety, as he's done for the past 5 years on the Common Council. The city council will have a new look as voters turned out two incumbents on Tuesday. Voters elected Carl Bulow, Joe Stevenson, and Paul Esslinger to the council. Barb Herzog, along with Kelly DeWitt, won school board seats, and Judge Scott Wolt took another six-year term. The Oshkosh School District will host farewell tours at Webster Stanley Elementary and Middle Schools. The tour dates are Wednesday, May 3rd from 6 till 8 and Sunday, May 7th from 1 till 3. The schools were built in the 1950s and the buildings will be demolished this summer to build the new Menominee Elementary School starting in June. Page 2, Oshkosh police have arrested two men in connection with a robbery. The robbery happened on March 20th in the 700 block of Merritt Avenue. The men, one 40, the other 60 years of age, face a number of charges. Father Carr's Place to Be is getting ready to distribute hundreds of Easter meals on Sunday. The charity still needs hams along with butter and canned fruit. Easter games and egg hunt, along with Breakfast with the Bunny, have all been moved from Menominee Park to Sunnyview Expo Center this weekend. The event is being moved because of road construction near the park. Turning to sports, the NBA season will wrap up on Sunday. Oshkosh's Tyrese Haliburton will finish second in the league in assists. He's averaged better than 10 per game. And ESPN basketball analyst Jeff Van Gundy was in Oshkosh yesterday. He spent some time with the Titan football team. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.